Facing chronic staff shortages, the state is pausing admissions to the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility in Maslin. Department of Youth Services Director Amy Ast notified juvenile court judges in a letter Thursday that admissions at one of Ohio's three youth prisons will be suspended for 1 month while staffing issues are addressed. About 140 males up to age 21 are housed at the facility. Stark County Family Court Judge Matthew Kreitzer says some youths committed to the state are instead being housed locally at county expense. The department is dealing with vacancies in security, education, and mental health services. A probationary police officer with the Uniontown Police Department has been fired, though officials have not said why. Trustees John Arnold and Jeremy Yoder voted Thursday to terminate the employment of Officer Dylan Swanson. Trustee Sue Grabowski was absent. Swanson has been on the job since last May and was within his first year of probationary employment. His termination took effect immediately. A federal judge dismissed claims in a civil lawsuit against Swanson in 2024. He was accused of using excessive force against a teen girl in 2020 while with the Lakemore Police Department. There was no word on whether the firing was related to the suit. A Canton woman is facing charges after police say she fired a gun during a drunken episode inside her apartment building. 60-year-old Beverly Wilkerson was arrested following the Saturday incident in the 300 block of 9th Street Northeast. Bullets exited the apartment and traveled over Rex Avenue, putting other residents at risk. There were no reported injuries. Wilkerson is charged with discharge of a firearm on or near prohibited premises, discharging a firearm while intoxicated, and improperly discharging a firearm at or into a habitation. She is set for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. A retired Portage County Sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to 3 months in jail after drunkenly detaining a man he suspected was in the country illegally. 50-year-old Daniel LeJack pleaded guilty to attempted abduction in connection with the April 2024 incident at a Hinckley bar. Police say the victim was in the U.S. legally. Medina County prosecutors say LeJack and a Cleveland police officer detained the man, took his belongings, and held him until police arrived. The second officer was found guilty at trial and will be sentenced in June. Ravenna voters will decide May 5th on a tax increase to replace the city's aging police and fire facilities. The 0.25% income tax would fund a new $25 million safety center, replacing a building that's more than 100 years old and is facing issues including leaks, black mold, and limited space. City officials tell the Record Courier the new facility would improve safety, accessibility, and working conditions for first responders. If approved, the tax would add about $150 a year for the average household and take effect later this year. Residents in the East Palestine train derailment settlement are now being told to expect lower personal injury payments than first estimated. Attorneys say payouts must match available funds after overpayments by a previous administrator, with more than $17 million ordered repaid. A full claim is now expected to pay around $12,000. Officials say questions should go to claims administrator or class counsel. Household payments are still expected by the end of June. East Liverpool firefighters contained a blaze at a vacant property early Friday. Crews were called just after 4 a.m. to Riverview Street, where a garage behind a home was fully engulfed in flames. The fire was quickly brought under control and did not spread to the house. The cause is under investigation. Four inmates at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown have been indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury on felonious assault following a fight at the facility. Jonathan Sanchez, David McAllister, Roderick Coleman, and Blake Long face charges, each with repeat violent offender specifications. They're serving time for crimes including robbery, kidnapping, and manslaughter. The prison has seen a spike in violence, including multiple stabbings, since 2024. A Lowellville man faces charges after a handgun was found at Pittsburgh International Airport. 49-year-old Joshua Cease was charged after airport security discovered the gun in his carry-on bag Saturday. Authorities say Cease did not have a valid concealed carry permit. Allegheny County Police and the FBI responded to the incident. Cease is charged with carrying a firearm without a license and was arraigned Sunday. His preliminary hearing is set for April 20th. A fire at a Boardman Strip Plaza Saturday morning forced several businesses to close. Crews were called around 7:15 to the Presidential Square Shopping Center on Route 224, where the blaze started at Cafe India. No injuries were reported. Businesses, including Honey Baked Ham, were also affected by smoke and power loss. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause. Multiple police departments responded to a reported shooting at a Walmart in Liberty Township Saturday afternoon. WKBN-TV reports officers were called to the Goldie Road address just afternoon for reports of a fight and a possible gunshot inside the store. Police say no shots were fired and no one was injured. The incident appears to be isolated and is under investigation. A Warren man is facing new charges after an indictment from a Trumbull County grand jury. 29-year-old Stephen Mazzola is charged with two counts of strangulation and one count of domestic violence. He has a prior criminal record that includes prison time for burglary, kidnapping, drug possession, and a police chase. Mazzola is expected to be arraigned in the coming weeks. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.